Well, it's about that time we head out to talk some Campbell Tinta school news with school superintendent and principal Kyle Edgerton. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Just trying to stay warm and everything like that. And
I hear you.
Hopefully kind of get through this early part of the week and maybe being able to open up the windows here a little bit.
Definitely. I know even starting out, I hate to start out with some postponements and stuff, but we do have them.
Sure.
You know, today with our softball versus Mayport at Hankinson, that was at 4, that is postponed. They're going to have practice at Hankinson. Golf track practice as normal. And looks like there was a junior high baseball game with Enderlin. That's been postponed. They'll just have practice in Fairmount. And regular baseball practice, too. That would be JV. I mean, all practice will be in Fairmount.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, softball versus Northern Cass at Northern Cass, and that starts at 4. Baseball versus Kindred Richland at Kindred Richland at 5 p.m. And then they've got golf practice at Dakota Winds. And there was a track meet that was going to be held in Lisbon. That will be canceled. Wednesday is an early release day for us. In the afternoon, we have some teacher in-service that's going to be going on. But they will still be practicing track, softball, baseball, and golf.
Okay.
Thursday, track meet at Wheaton and Redfield. I don't have a time on that, so I am not sure if that is going to be an all-day thing or if it'll end up being in the afternoon. We'll have to keep our eyes open on that one.
Okay.
Softball versus Hillsboro at Hillsboro at 4 p.m. Baseball versus Enderlin at Fairmount at 5 p.m. Boys and girls golf meet at the Boys Dessous at 10 a.m. So Thursday's a busy one.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we've got junior high track in Lisbon, varsity track practice at Rosalt, softball versus Thompson at Thompson, and that game will start at 4 p.m., and then baseball practice at Fairmount and golf practice at Dakota Winds. Very busy. So
yeah,
that's pretty much the activities, but then I got a few other things going on here,
all right,
too. It sounds like they're going to put together, like the public health is going to put together, looks like a vaccination clinic here at Campbell from 10:15 to 11, and that's going to be on April 29th, and people can register their children 16 years and older. And if they want to go to our website or to our homepage, but I can give the address here, too.
It's, sure.
It's HTTP prepmod at health.state.mn.us. I suggest just calling either us or Wilkin County Health, though, to
sure, yeah,
get the specifics. But it will be on the 29th, and it's going to be from like 10:15 to 11, just a small time period for anybody who wish in that 16 years or older to be vaccinated.
Right.
And then we do have prom on Saturday, May 1st, so that's coming up. That's exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's going to be in Fairmount. So we'll be going North Dakota rules over there, which is a little different from Minnesota. So they should have a real nice time there as things go. The Grand March and stuff will be always the highlight, I think, which is nice.
Yes.
You know, we've been looking at a lot for graduation, which is going to be coming up on, looks like the 31st of May.
Man.
Or no, excuse me, the 30th. It's a Sunday of
yeah,
May. Yeah.
So you got about a month left to get everything ready to go.
I know. So it's been kind of crazy around here, talking about everything, doing that, getting things planned for possibly, you know, a summer school we were kind of talking about maybe, and for elementary, and then possibly you know, getting things set up here for next year. It's just been kind of crazy.
Yeah. And isn't it nice just to be kind of talking about, you know, normal things again and, you know.
And that's what I'm hoping is that we do get back to that sense of normalcy. I know we're really pushing for it here at Campbell as much as we can.
Yes, absolutely. And it just feels good to be able to be talking about this stuff again, even if it's cold and even if there's postponements, because in previous years we've had those too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, isn't that the truth? I hear you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just, as we get going, and then there'll be some other stuff that'll be kind of happening. I think there's a student track and field day for our fourth and fifth graders. I think that's going to be on, I'll be doing that next week, but I believe that is on May 6th. And so that'll be nice. And then we'll do one for our little tykes. We kind of do one that way. And I believe that is going to be on the 21st.
Okay.
So, I don't know, just some different things. Trying to get some fun stuff back in,
yes,
you know, where we can get together and do some stuff. So, we also have some concerts coming up, too, which will be kind of fun. They'll be happening in May, and I'll be announcing those as we come up. But trying, like we said, to get back to some normalcy and things that way. A lot of this stuff, too, if it can't be done in person, will be streamed out so everybody can watch.
Right. Yep.
You know?
So, but yeah. But yeah, it's just
a lot of stuff going.
Yes. Last month of the school year, that's the way it is, isn't it?
It is. It really is. But like I said, it's kind of fun to see kind of the end light too, and then like I said, getting back to a little bit of normalcy
yes.
here for everyone.
Well, I hope that is the way it is for everyone here in both Minnesota and North Dakota.
Yes,
all right.
I hope so.
Kyle, before anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, just looking forward to that. Isn't it Wednesday when the sun's supposed to come out?
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe. I'm hoping.
And then back to, but I think we're going to get some better weather coming. I'm going to work my hardest to get some better
good.
Weather coming.
That's good. I'm not doing good with gray.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. All right, Kyle, we'll let you go today. Thank you so much for all the information, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds really good. Thanks, Kyle.
Okay, you bet. Kyle Edgerton, superintendent and principal at the Campbell Tinta School, as we talk Campbell Tinta School News every Monday morning about 11:15 right here on your Voice of the Valley.